Welcome back to the Wolfstein Podcast, the podcast for gamers, two gamers, and about gamers. And today I am with Tengu Matt. And the reason why I brought out Matt is because he is not only going for NorCal just like I am, but he is also another one of the competitors from the Last One Standing Challenge. I know I've done quite a few of them. I've done Rash, Scotty, and now I've got Matt. So who knows who might actually be next? I don't know. The reason why
that
I'm bringing...
was incredible.
Dude, that was a long night, man. It was long. But the reason why I'm bringing Matt out is because not only have him and I connected just on the Last One Standing Challenge, but we have been actually communicating since the start of the NorCal grind of NorCal Tour. Now it's into NorCal Miami. So he's going for the main team. I'm going for Rising. This is it. This is the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So, Matt, like... you and I have actually been talking since, what, May? When all of it started?
Oh, right?
Give or take. I mean, we got into how many chats together?
Well, are you in, is it Coop's chat too? I don't know who's in, wait, hold up. Yeah, no, well, I made the, originally, we had the NorCal Miami, well, now it's the, it was the NorCal Tour group chat. The one I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to add people that I thought were kind of cool and when I who I've met. Throughout like grinding, and it's made a little group chat now.
It has, even though I'm shit at communication on in group chats because I'm in like 10 of them, and honestly, it's most of the time I'm at work or I'm with my family, so I'm shit at communicating in group chats, and I do apologize.
No, I'm the same way.
But
it,
you know,
takes me a while.
But you know, it's already been announced, so congratulations to. Bear don't care. I'm joining Rising as of the recording.
Well deserved.
So I mean, we're about a month and a half later, but still, congratulations to Bear. Honestly, it's well deserved for him. He's an entertainer more than anything.
No, he's been such a great like guy in this whole like grinding group that we've had. Like he's been a very positive force, and I'm very glad it was well deserved. Honestly, I knew it was gonna come eventually.
Honestly, I was rooting for him to win the whole NorCal Tour challenge to go down to Miami. I thought so too. I thought he deserved it, but then again, I'm also not in Mitch's shoes, and there's so many other people grinding out there. So
many great creators have come out to just like try to make this living with NorCal, and it's kind of cool. It's kind of like you get to meet so many new people that you wouldn't meet in the community through these sort of recruitment challenges.
Exactly. So what's been the challenge for you as not just as a content creator and a streamer, but as a person?
I think one of the main difficulties that I've had, like kind of adjusting my content, especially like when I'm now like going for recruitment challenges, is my consistency was like a very big issue to begin with. I was like maybe streaming once a week, give or take. And some weeks I would just skip just because I just didn't feel like streaming. But, you know, now recently I've kind of gotten back into the groove of things, trying to get like 2 or 3 days a week under my belt, trying to keep a consistent schedule and like keeping like my Twitter active. Fun fact, I never used Twitter before I did NorCal recruitment challenges. That's what actually made my Twitter start blowing up. And that's why I've been starting to do Twitter more.
Really? So what was your platform on how you even put your name out there in the first place?
I was using Instagram for a little while.
Okay. You know what? Instagram I can accept.
Yeah.
About to say, if you said Facebook, we might have had podcast over. No, I'm kidding.
But, guys, that's the end. But
but no. So, I mean, you're sitting at over 900 followers on Twitter. I can actually see when you actually joined was February 2019, mm-hmm. which is a little younger than what I was. I started mine in February of 2018. So. I mean, you're
I started
still going
right at the beginning of like the court, like when we were in isolation for like COVID and stuff like that.
Yeah, literally at the start of it all. So a couple things here that I'm actually seeing. You're wearing the jersey that you actually took photos in. What was up with the hair, dude?
Oh, yeah, in the back.
Yeah, in the back.
I don't know. I saw the picture afterwards and I was like, I was too lazy to like retake a picture. I didn't want to be that guy and just like have to retake. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to post it.
Honestly, no, it doesn't look bad. It just looks
it's
like
just
it's
weird. It's just bizarre. It's just, it has this like weird like mohawk almost. Like,
it looks cool though. The way you got the front going and then you go to the back and it's like, dude, it looks like you just flipped your hair.
Like that. It's never like that. So I don't know how it ended up like that in the picture, but I don't mind it.
Dude, how your hair is now is how I remember you.
Yeah. And this is also like working for like 6 hours. Like I got like greasy hair. It's kind of just like, I don't know, but I like my hair just gets like naturally very like compressed over time.
Dude, I actually like it. I think it looks good the way it is now. And then the photo, it's like you're taking up to a whole another level. Like
I went up.
Like your literal tweet says, they say dress for the job you want. And dude, it looks like you're going in for an actual job interview with that hair. Like I'm not even kidding.
I did get like a haircut like a couple of days before that.
Okay, you know what? That's fair enough.
I prepped for it. I was like, I want this to be the freshest picture of my timeline. And it was. And now it's like my profile picture on a bunch of stuff because the picture just goes hard.
Honestly, you know, leave it to me. If I was to take a new photo and stuff, I wouldn't shave. My hair wouldn't be cut. It'd be a mess. I'd just look like a homeless person.
Sometimes Mitch's stream today on the NorCal thing. He actually talked about my profile picture and stuff like that. He was like, look at this face. Like, don't you want to follow him?
No, I didn't. I was
crying,
dude.
Laughing. He watched my new montage.
Oh, really?
My Twitter, Tengu Matt. This is going to be a month later, so it's probably going to be deep in my...
Yeah, I'm still going to go on anyways. Can I?
Oh, yeah, we can. I just dropped it yesterday.
All right. Yesterday, you said?
Yeah, no, it's very far, like, high up on my
timeline. The montage, right here.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're gonna play it real quick right here. It's all Rocket League?
Yeah.
Like, what's this music that you got here?
So, it's this band, Good Kid, that I've been really, like, vibing with recently. I actually talked to them on Twitter and stuff like that. I was like, yo, love your music. Like, I've been using it in my streams. People have been loving it. And they DM'd me back. They actually, if you look in the comments of that tweet, they actually commented they liked the montage. Because they're actually
really?
Gamers. It's like a gamer rock band thing.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Like,
yeah, if you look, Good Kid of... band right under it.
All right. Like, it's actually really good. So I don't play Rocket League. So I've never actually been, like, you know, not understanding what Rocket League really is. Two, got Lowly Ballin, my duo. Two,
Lobby.
Where's the name? Oh, one more time with the name. What was that? For the band.
Oh, it's Good Kid.
Oh, there they are, right there. Like, it's just a little rock band. That's all it is.
It's like a little, like, punk band. And all their music is DMCA and copyright free. So.
Oh, shit. Well, hey, you know what? That's good for them to do
and
that.
They have some pretty good songs. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it sounded like something I would just go out and vibe to driving down the road or something.
Exactly. And that's a perfect vibe for a Rocket League montage. It's that very much just, like, casual.
Honestly, it is. Like, I've played Rocket League a few times, but never got the hang of it. Piqued my interest of continuing to try and get better.
I think it was learning like the muscle memory of it was just like the fun challenge to me at the time. And like even now, like learning new mechanics is just like after like, you know, 100, 200 hours of learning the same mechanic and repeating it over and over in free play and competitive matches. It's just like once you actually hit the shot, it is the most satisfying thing on the planet.
So it's a lot like Fortnite then in learning how to build.
Exactly. It's in that, like, learning how to do, like, the cool stuff in a game that's, like, it's not, like, specifically, the game wasn't, like, made with that intention in mind, like, just like building in Fortnite. It wasn't intended to be this, like, speed build battle. There were supposed to be, like, you know, like, these bases and, like, castles that people were going to build. But
Nobody meant to, mean to make people build 5-star hotels in 30 seconds.
Yeah, they didn't expect that to come out of it, realistically. But,
you know what? But it happens.
There's fun in learning those mechanics that are like extra things up as a part of the game that actually improve like your chances of winning.
Yeah, and definitely, like, I like watching Rocket League more than I enjoy playing. And that's the same when it comes to Fortnite. I enjoy watching people play it rather than play it.
So I always say Rocket League is one of those games. It's just, like, even if, like, you don't, like, ever see, if you've never seen Rocket League before, but if and you watch, like, RLCS or something like that, like any championship series, you need zero context for that sort of game. Because you'd be like, someone's like, oh, what's this game? It's just like, okay, cars, like rocket cars, soccer. And it's like, okay, you're already caught up at that point. It's kind of like self-explanatory. So it's a very easy game to get into and understand in a, on a competitive level.
That's what I can completely respect, because it is a very competitive game too. So, I mean, Rocket League still holds the test of time after how many years of being out and not really changing?
7 or 8 now?
Exactly. Seven? It's a lot. It's like Minecraft. Minecraft will never die.
Yeah, there's certain staples in the gaming community that are so impactful that they will just stay consistent. They'll stand the test of time.
Yep. And that's what I actually absolutely respect about those types of games. I don't enjoy Fortnite. Or not Fortnite, but Minecraft at all, playing and watching. I just think it's boring, but you got to respect the test of time that it's actually stood.
Yeah, it's just still as, probably just as relevant as it was when it started, probably even more in some aspects.
I think it's gained in popularity over time.
Yeah.
So, here's the question for you. You got your partners here. You got Killer Jerky, and we're going to be...
What's
you
up?
You got code Tengu Meh, or you can use code 65 at killerjerkyco.com.
Take your pick. Poison.
Did you get the gamer snack pack?
I did. It hasn't come in yet though.
Neither is mine. Mine shipped today. I'm super excited.
Which one did you get? I did random.
I did random.
I did hot because I was curious. I want to try the spicy jerkies.
See, I did random because it's like you don't know what you're gonna get. Get spicy, you get not spicy, you could get a mix. So come to find out, I was the first one to order. They posted that it was live. I was like, yes.
You know, they make some really cool stuff. I'm excited to try it. It looks, have you tried it before?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. Hell, I did the original. I did the original. I know somebody that had it. So
they, I was like, is that a new like?
It was just the original. It was just the original, like, jerky flavor. Like, if you go to a convenience store and you get Jack Link's original, it's just jerky. That's what I had. So I'm excited to try flavor. However, my wife is probably gonna want the teriyaki if we do get it, because I'm not a teriyaki. But that's just me. And then you got Alt Customs as well as Cinch Gaming.
The powerhouse. How
does that work?
So the way I did it, at least, I got with the is it Cinch Gaming? I always mispronounce it.
Cinch.
Is it Cinch? Okay, it is
Cinch. Cinch. I used to be partnered with Cinch many years ago.
I was like, so I got with them. Oh no, it was Alt Customs first actually, and then I saw that they had this other company for like controllers too. I was like, hey, that's a cool company to partner with, and I've seen their keyboards, and I know they make high quality stuff, so I assume their controllers would also be very high quality. And I've been pleasantly surprised with, like, you know, especially their partnership services and stuff like that they have on like their Discords and stuff. Very nice people.
Yeah, and you know, that's actually a Michigan made product from my home state. Yeah, it's from my home state. So
I gotta get one of their keyboards. That's my next purchase.
Oh yeah, you're gonna replace the Red Dragon there?
Yeah, this one is kind of like a couple of years old. It has brown switches in it. I know, gross. But
ew. I think mine does too, so don't worry.
But I try this Red Dragon one, modifying it kind of sucks.
Yeah, here's mine. Yeah, it's
I have this
old.
Like slim one. It's like kisses the
See, I got mine's made for like just computer. That's it, not gaming. So just how it is. And then let's see here. Oh, Advanced GG.
Hell yeah. That was a big one. That was a big surprise to come out.
That was, dude. I was not ready for that one, to be honest with you.
I wasn't
at all.
Ready for that one.
But hey. So it's like, oh yeah, as you cover up another logo that you're sitting there wearing.
Oh, I
Yeah. We just gotta get them to switch. Yeah, they gotta switch. Let's be honest.
Wasn't there some like big like drama recently with G Fuel? Like didn't they do like something similar to what happened with like Artisan Builds? Because I was partnered with them when that shit happened.
Yeah, I did a whole podcast on it, so it's not really a secret.
That whole saga was crazy. I was in one of the group chats, like partner group chats, when that happened, and people were just like shit posting in there. Actually, second time I met Ricky Berwick. That's another story. That's a story for another time.
We got time. Don't you worry. I got to hear this one.
But the second time was on the Discord. The night that that shit went down, me and him were shit posting in the Discord with like a bunch of people, and me and him just started like memeing about this, like about that whole giveaway being like a scam and shit like that.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'm still sitting here. I'm drinking it right now. But the reason why is because, well, I'm not going to flush my money. You're just gonna mix the two into one, aren't you?
Oh, you ready for this one? My old sponsor too.
Oh my sweet Jesus, man! Three.
I have a plethora right here, and they're all the same flavor. They're all sour apple.
Three different brands, same flavor, and do you mix them all together?
I've never tried it.
You should do it. Do it for the podcast. Come on, do it for the podcast. Let's see it.
Do I have any more water? Fuck it, I'm just gonna put it in here. It's gonna be a super...
Oh my gosh. Don't do full scoops, though. Don't do that. Uh-oh.
I'm not gonna... Yeah, it's moldy. I'm not gonna...
Don't do it.
Yeah, no thank you. I haven't opened this in like 3 months, so...
Yeah, don't ever open that again.
That would see the light of life. Anyways.
Into the garbage you go.
But no, so, Advanced GG, I've been really rocking with their products and stuff like that. The sour apple, fuego.
See, you love the sour apple. I think I put PewDiePie in here.
PewDiePie's a great flavor.
Like as just before after the intro, yeah, it was PewDiePie that I put in here. I still got fucking sample packs. That's just been sitting here. My desk is just. I got Ghost. I got water. I got.
Ghost is pretty good too.
I got beer.
I've been getting the cans of Ghost, like the Warhead Sour Watermelon.
I don't like it. I'm not a watermelon. I'm not a watermelon fan. That's the thing. This one though, however, I could rock this all day. Tropical mango.
That one is good too. Did you hear that Advanced GG's actually making cans soon? They're coming out.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So they need to get in stores because I really don't like buying offline. Honestly,
I love how G Fuel and Ghost is now more like common in like 7-Elevens and Wawa's now. Like I just go into like a 7-Eleven, I can just grab a G Fuel.
For real. So I'm slowly like working my way back into getting G Fuel again into my life. But after what they did, it's very hard for me. Because
it's a great product, but the people behind it are just like sometimes they make very, very poor decisions.
Yeah, and also, you know, I know people that are still with G Fuel as partners, as well as one of the partnership managers. I'm not going to say the names just because, but it's like, why are you still there after all that controversy?
Wasn't there another controversy, too, that they, like, fired a bunch of people or something?
Yeah, that's the controversy I'm talking about.
Oh, like, was that connected to the other one, too, where they did the giveaway thing?
They did a giveaway that same exact day.
Oh, so it was two things that happened at the same time.
Yeah, and they were banning all their partners in their Twitch chat.
I saw that. That's crazy.
And they were doing a giveaway that day, and I don't think they actually did the giveaway because of how bad the stream was going.
That's ridiculous.
So it, and then, you know, CEO doesn't post on Twitter for months. Finally did for... And he only opened it up to people that he was following. So, I don't know. Honestly, the controversy will continue to loom and will be there forever, but nothing we can truly do about it. You know, we're all human. We all make mistakes.
Exactly.
So.
Still a great product. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I will never.
It tastes great.
It tastes good. Probably not good for you, but none of them are really, if I'm being honest.
I always say it's like people tend to forget that you can separate the creator from the craft, if that makes sense. That's with everything in general. Like, just because, like, you know, something bad happens doesn't mean, like, the things that they put out into the world are just inherently bad at that point. They could still be good.
Yeah, they can still be good people and still put out, you know, pretty mean things, or they can be a mean ass person but do pretty good stuff in the world.
Exactly.
You know, you just never know. So let's move on to actually who you are as a person. How old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Dude, you can drink with me.
Oh yeah, that's what's
let's fucking go. So
I'll grab a Modelo's from downstairs.
I've got one beer sitting in my fridge and I'm waiting for a really bad day at work to drink that.
That's you always gotta have one on reserves.
Yeah, because I don't really drink that often. If I do drink a beer, it's these I drank this with Scotty actually. It was the Jack Daniels.
Those are good.
Yeah, I drank this with Scotty last week.
You know what I really want to be?
Yeah, I'm just got a beer can sitting. I got a beer bottle sitting in my basement for a week.
I want to try the hard Baja Blast, like that new
Mountain. What? Know about that? No, hold on. I got a computer. Thank God.
Mountain Dew made a hard beverage. It's a regular Mountain Dew, the cherry one, Baja Blast, and watermelon.
No fucking way, bro! I'm about to take my money.
They only sell it in like certain states, unfortunately. But I want to try it. So
I can get it shipped. I can get it shipped to my house.
Yo, dude! One day, let's both order them and just have.
What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, Willis? I'm already getting online. What are you talking about?
You're already ordering.
Maybe. I'm about to find out. Okay, it says add new address. Sir, we don't deliver in your area yet. Please select a different address.
I will stand firm on my belief that Baja Blast is the best beverage to ever be invented.
Okay, so me and the wife and my son, tomorrow's my kid's birthday. He's about to be 3.
No way.
So we took him out for dinner tonight because we had long days at work. It's Monday. Just happens. And we go to B-Dub.
Oh, B-Dubs.
Yes. Now. Yeah. They got a new Mountain Dew that's exclusive for B-Dubs.
I tried it. I tried like the alcoholic version of it.
No, I tried it just straight Mountain Dew Legend. It's the Mountain Dew Legend.
Yeah. They have an alcoholic version. It's like Legend Iced Tea or something like that.
Yeah, that's a different. That's not Mountain Dew though. The actual Mountain. No, they have an actual soda Mountain Dew.
Oh, I tried that too though. I did try the soda. It's like a ginger ale-y. Sort of taste to it.
Blackberry, citrus, and ginger ale. Yeah. So I will stand firm that that is a very, very close second to Baja Blast.
I can agree to that. That is very valid.
So I will. That's my stance after tonight, honestly.
Like, if I could live on one one liquid besides water, it would be Baja Blast.
Honestly, I drink way too much Mountain Dew. So. I drink so much Mountain Dew. Like, my boss will go to the gas station and she'll be like, "Do you want a coffee?" I'm like, "No, okay." And then she comes back to work with Mountain Dew, like every day. I'm like, yes,
it's always a treat.
Honestly, it is. All right, so get back on topic here. Where did you grow up at? Like, how did you grow up, and where?
So I'm from New Jersey. I kind of lived in my hometown. I went through all like elementary school, middle school. I was just kind of like the quiet kid. Like, I kind of just vibe, do my own thing. I've always kind of, I still am that way very much, but I don't know. I just kind of like, I'm that sort of person where I could be friends with practically anyone because I have no, like, I'm just a very neutral party in a lot of stuff. So people just like, I could just kind of like flow with any group, and that's kind of been always my vibe. But, after that I went private high school. It was kind of like a regional like high school in my area. I kind of like left all my friends from like middle school and stuff like that. Kind of was getting bullied for a little while through middle school, so I wanted to change it all up. High school went good. You know, I was doing like programming classes online and stuff like that during my regular high school curriculum and stuff like that. They like encouraged me to do that. Got into college at Marist right there, and that's where I am right now. But yeah, no, I'm finishing up my degree this year in computer science with a concentration in software development.
Neuroscience. So you're going to be one of the people that I can call on to come fix my PC.
Absolutely.
Sweet. Anyway. Sweet. So I got this problem. No, I'm kidding.
I'll be there. Hold up.
Oh, yeah. You'll be here in about 9 hours. Sure. But, you know, honestly, hearing how everybody grows up, and everybody grows up different. You and me, though, kind of had the same, though. We both got bullied in middle school a little bit. Now, I didn't have the option to go into a private school. So how is that, actually?
So I went to an all-guys private Catholic
high
school.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus, no.
Well, okay, so it's such a weird thing. It's like, when I went, I was never considering going to this high school before I went to visit. My dad went to, like, one of the rival, like, private high schools in the area. And he was like, check it out. Like, you might like it. And I was like, fine, Dad, I'll go check it out. And I did. And I instantly fell in love with it. And I knew I was like, destined to go there. And I was right. That's where I found, like, my passion for theater, for acting and stuff like that. I did theater all through high school. And I still do now in college. And, you know, I kind of found my passion for, like, programming and stuff like that there also. So kind of was a great decision.
You know, I can actually respect that because the thing is that, yeah, I might have just gone like, oh, whatever with the all boys. But it's because, like, here in Michigan, all boy high schools, literally those people are just straight assholes. So
there were a lot of those in my, like, school. But, like, we were a really big football high school in New Jersey. We actually, when my senior year, we played my dad's high school, funny enough, in state finals at MetLife Stadium where the Giants play.
No shit.
And you ready for this? My senior year, we beat our rivals 13-0 in a state game. First time they've ever lost to an upset, like complete upset in 30 years. And it was during a state game at MetLife Stadium. I partied that day. I partied into the next day. Like, I didn't sleep the entire night. I was partying night.
How did your dad feel about that? Knowing that your school beat his.
I still bring it up every, he always tries to, like, be like, oh, his football team's better now. But I'm like, I literally just go 13-0. And it immediately shuts down every argument.
Yeah, because you were both probably sitting there. He's wearing his Letterman jacket from back in those days. You're probably wearing your Letterman jacket. And
it was a crazy game. It was the craziest time I've ever, like, of my young life that I've experienced.
Honestly, you know, I envy you because I really, really wish that I got to experience that. As a football player in high school myself, our best record, I just happened to be on JV then. So it's like, kind of irks.
I did soccer mostly in high school, but, like, I kind of just focused on theater. That was kind of my thing, my jam for a very long time. I did a lot of, like, professional stuff, and I did, like, summer camps and stuff like that through high school to try to, like, a lot of my, like, acting coach, my vocal director and stuff like that, they were all, like, Broadway actors or, like, on TV. My favorite example is did you ever see Stranger Things?
No, I've never watched an episode. Not yet. I plan to.
There's a certain character from, I think, oh, let me look it up.
Well,
he was my acting coach, but he was Tom Holloway. For those of you that have seen Stranger Things, Tom Holloway in Stranger Things. So, but, like, it was those, like, sort of professional people that have been in, like, a lot of stuff. And that's kind of, like, how I got my grounding now. Like, my favorite fun fact that I love to bring up is I've performed off-Broadway twice now.
You're saying that he's a character, but he looks like your old acting coach?
Yeah, he was my old acting coach during high school, like when I did these summer camps and such.
Okay, so the picture that I got up on the screen right now is him wearing a Band-Aid across his forehead there.
Yeah.
You know, back to you saying that you did play soccer. Honestly, your profile picture on Twitter here, I forget now got that up. You look like a soccer player. Honestly.
Can you guess my position just by the picture? Let's play a fun game.
Center or forward? Yeah, center or forward.
I was a forward. Got I was it. Striker. I was striker Got for it. A decent amount in high school.
You know what? You couldn't get me to say striker one bit because I'm not. I didn't play soccer. I played football. So, and I wrestled. So
I wrestled was actually that? Too for a little while in high school.
Really? What weight class were you in? Okay, let me. 145.
Yes, actually, yes.
Yes, got him.
Spot on.
So, where do you think I wrestled at?
I'm gonna say like 170.
Well, 171 my sophomore year. Or my freshman year. I skipped sophomore year. Junior year, I was a whole different weight class.
Ooh. 190.
Nope, I was 215.
Ooh, jeez.
Dude, I was 200 pounds wrestling in the 215.
Wrestling's a lot of fun. That has been one of my favorite sports that I've ever competed in. I always talk, honestly, I love talking to other wrestlers because this is like a weird phenomenon that like I think only wrestlers can kind of understand. When you're in that situation, those like, what is it, 3 minutes, 5 minutes? I forget what the exact.
Yeah, three minutes, three rounds, so 9 minutes total.
Yeah, like those feel like the longest 9 minutes of your life. Like time moves so slow within honestly, those 9 minutes. It
and
feels
by,
like a lifetime.
And by the end of the second round, you're just going, it's only the end of the second?
You have to literally overpower another person, your exact like weight and like dimensions.
Exactly. It's like you're going against yourself in a way.
Exactly.
So if you're fast, they're probably fast. If you're super strong, you know damn well they're super strong too. So I got this memory from eighth grade wrestling. We were in a tournament and stuff like that to determine the middle school state champions. And everybody was invited. Automatically, you get a medal if you place. I ended up placing in seventh place. So I was just outside the medals. And, like, I remember this one kid. He was in the 135 weight class. But he was, like, 4'10", and he was chubby as hell. And one of our better wrestlers was just built like a brick shit house. And straight up, like, our coach looked at him and said, if you slam him, I'm going to slam you. Like, it was just. Jeez. But I ended up wrestling that kid in high school the next year because he ended up growing over 1 foot. He turned out to be like 6'2". So it was just, it was incredible to see that change in a year.
Oh man.
You're tired. You're tired.
I've had a long day. I worked for 6 hours before this at Staples. That was a experience.
Like, okay, so tell me about your job.
So I do tech sales at Staples.
Oh my.
So like
you do everything tech.
Pretty much. I'm kind of just like around. I'm a jack of all trades. What can I say?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. If it involves technology, you're a jack of all trades. If it involves anything else, don't
just
ask
like
questions.
I'm not your man.
All right. Fair enough. So what does a tech person do at Staples?
So the two things that I like mainly do is like sell printers and like computers, you know, like all the different big technology stuff that like businesses need and stuff. But then outside of that, we also do like IT and like actual tech help, like fixing computers, like getting rid of viruses, data transfers, like all the boring stuff that like you would assume. It's actually not that bad of a job. It's kind of just like mind numbing.
So pretty much your Best Buy's Geek Squad, but for Staples.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, you know what? That would have been easier to sum it up a little bit. Yeah. So what do you remember one of the weirdest questions I ever asked you when we were doing the one man or the last one standing challenge?
What was that? I forget.
Behind your shoulder.
Behind my oh, the sign?
No.
No, the other the flag?
Yes. Because I got that tattooed on me, dude. Like I got it tattooed. I got the snake actually tattooed on my forearm.
That's sick. You know, I found this flag. They don't sell it anywhere on Amazon, but I like bought it one day. It just like disappeared. And I'm like, this is like a legend. I think this is quite possibly one of the best like decor pieces I have in my like streaming setup. It's a staple.
Well, considering you're in your bedroom too, it's like, you know, you got the sign. Where did you get that sign from?
Oh, so I actually work for the company that makes the sign. They're called, shout out to Brynex Solutions. They work a lot with like a Rocket League creators. So like, if you've ever heard of Musty, he's like one of the big people he's worked with. They worked with Coca-Cola, Sidemen, I'm trying to think, NRG, like a couple like orgs and stuff like that. I work with them as a sales rep, and I basically like sell these LED signs. They're custom backlit and stuff like that. I can actually attach it to like stream notifications. I can also do it with like a Rocket League. So like when I score goals, it will actually do special effects and stuff like that based on real time events.
Really? Like how much does one of those signs cost?
I paid for this, like I believe it was like 210. Something like that, which isn't too bad.
Dude, I'm looking at some of these. Like, you got what's the standard style or style?
Standard style is that like this.
Okay, it's like so. Then you got graphic style.
Yeah, there's like ones that have like a vinyl almost out like cover on top of them, that kind of like glow a little bit more. I kind of just personally like this one. Like, I have this cool like I have it programmed right now to have red in the middle and have like a rotating effect on the outside.
Like, honestly, you're making me want to get one.
Hey, use code TANGUMAT at checkout.
There you go. Hey, you know what? There you go. I'm about to board this up. So, standard vinyl or desk light
for sign styles. The desk lights are cool also. Very, very cool.
Like, okay, so I got this sign right here that my wife got me. But it's bright. Like, it's this bright blue that's right there. Can't really see it. So I just always turn that on because for one, my wife got me that and I fucking love it. It's got my logo. So, yeah. So it's like, I love RGB, honestly.
Oh yeah. Like this was like one of the coolest investments I have ever put like into my setup. When I saw the like finished product, I got it actually when I was at college, I almost like shed a tear. I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever bought. Because, like, I have it recently. Like, so basically, it uses a web call API built into this. If you actually look kind of where I'm, hold up, if I can point at it, that red, like, that one little, blinking dot right there.
That little button there.
That thing right there is a little, like, compute, like, a little, I don't know, microchip built into it that can actually has a web call API. So you can set it up with anything, technically. So, like, you can have it set up so, like, anyone who donates, if they chat, or you can do even crazy stuff in games if you figure out how to program it correctly. You can have it, like, I want to actually program it. This is one of my projects I'm going to do back at school. When I play GTA, I'm going to have it when the cops are called. It's going to be, like, red and blue. It's going to strobe, like, actual police lights.
That would be dope, dude. Like, I would honestly get it to where it's, like, all right, it's blue during a Warzone game, but then we get into a top five, it would change to red, and if we win, then it just goes all over the board.
That would be like, so cool, actually.
That's something I would honestly do at that point.
But like, that's why I bought it, because it has such like customizability to it, and also has such interact. It can interact with any scenarios you really throw at it.
All right, so you know what? I'm just gonna throw the website up here onto the podcast, because honestly, this is one of the coolest things I've ever heard about right here. Here's the website, you guys.
They're super big in the Rocket League scene. That's kind of how they got their start.
Like, this is what you get out of it. Honestly, so I mean, code TANGUMAT at checkout, guys.
Definitely check out the signs. They are even cooler in person. I stare at it like throughout the day, like just like like amazed like at the lights. I'm just like, pretty colors,
dude. So most of the time I should be looking at you, but I'm then looking at the sign.
It's cool because I get to show off my logo too on my streams in a way that's like more unique than just like throwing a logo.
Yeah, well, here's me with a whiteboard that's customizable.
I love the whiteboard though. That is such a good, I want to do that eventually.
Honestly, it was one of the best things that I did because I can put whatever I want onto it.
Exactly, you got your bits and subs on there. I see back there your leaders.
Yep, and then my subscribers to my channel are all back there.
Hell yeah.
I even got, you can't see it on your screen, but the podcast can. I've got hashtag NorCal Miami, hashtag NCR Tyler, hashtag Rising Miami, and then the And then the Respawn products vouch. I literally made an actual, like, drew up here. You know what? I'll turn the camera to you. I literally drew the ticket. I drew the ticket.
That's amazing.
So I could, you know.
Yo, shout out to Thief. We
honestly,
standing buddies, who was one of the
yes.
That was, dude. A lot of the people who were in that standing challenge have gotten like crazy all these rashes with Horizon now, which is kind of a crazy announcement.
So
one Respawn.
The first recording that I did for the new season was with Rash, and then
he's a menace. He literally is a menace.
Yeah,
he's...
and that's like just his story. Wait till the podcast drop. So, I mean, as of recording, the podcast hasn't dropped, but for you guys that are here, it already has. So make sure you go back and find it, because let me tell you, he is like the most, like, he's a human being that knows what he wants, and he's very genuine, and he just loves what he does.
Exactly. Like, no, yeah, he is. His passion is just like unmatched.
And it's not even just, you know, when it comes to just that challenge. That's where we got to meet him and see what he's really all about mentally. But as a person, like, he's a very genuine, down-to-earth, nice guy. And honestly, I was really surprised to know that he's 40 years old.
Hell yeah, keep that grind going. You know, like, that there's no age cap to grinding and stuff like that, doing, like, Twitch and all content. I love emphasizing that there shouldn't be, like, that stigma with, like, it's kind of just like Twitch is actually has like a lot of potential for a lot of people, and it has made careers for a lot of people.
And
no matter
it really
the age range.
Mm-hmm. There was one guy, it was a grandpa, and I'm not sure if he still streams because I haven't seen him lately, but it was Grandpa Kilt You. Like, okay. Kilt. Like a Scottish kilt.
Yeah.
And he was a badass Modern Warfare player. Like, he was really fucking good. So I was like, this old man is better than me at this game.
Anyone older or younger than me can't be better at a game than me, because I'll feel immediate. You have to be the same exact age as me and beat me. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, that's fine.
See, now, when I think of an older person, like, you know, like Grandpa Kilt You, who's almost 70 years old. You know, shout out to Grandpa Kilt You. And, it's like, you know, he's been probably video gaming since the Atari days. And then you see, like, these 14-year-olds, and it's like, you motherfuckers. I paved the way for you.
I walked so you guys could fly.
Pretty much. But, yeah, honestly, that's what gaming's all about. Doesn't matter about age, sex, gender, nothing. Doesn't
make
matter.
Great content. Like, just enjoy it.
Yeah. Not even just the content, dude. Just gaming in general.
Just love just it. It's just fun. There's so many options for games and stuff like that out there that are just like incredible experiences that you can just like. Why limit that to like a certain demographic?
Exactly. Like, one of my duo partners, he's a 45-year-old man. So, and we play everything together. We've played Apex, played Warzone, Modern Warfare, Cold War, Vanguard. Fall Guys, you name the game, and me and him have played, most likely together.
I mean, my dad and my mom have recently kind of warmed up to, like, the idea of, like, Twitch and, like, content creation. I started explaining to my mom, like, she's like, yeah, there's this, like, cooking YouTuber that I, like, watch who, like, makes these recipes and stuff like that, and I follow them. I'm like, hey, mom, do you realize that person's making multi-million dollars off of, like, your views, like, all these views that they're getting? She's like, really? No way. And she looked it up. She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
and after she found that out and figured out that that's what I'm trying to do for myself, she was invested.
Yeah, honestly, you know, it's harder for parents to concept the possibility. They don't understand this is a multi-billion dollar industry.
It's ever growing.
Exactly, and it's not stopping. So, speaking of Twitch and everything, when did you exactly get into content creating yourself?
So, it's actually funny how I started streaming, because I never wanted to actually be a streamer. Well, I always had, like, a dream, like, I wanted to be a content creator, but I never really pursued it. That summer of, well, it's, like, earlier, probably March, I was going to audition for stuff on Broadway. And that was, like, kind of my big thing. I was like, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to, like, audition for all this stuff on Broadway. And then COVID happened. So I was stuck indoors. I'm like, man, I have this, like, outlet. I want to do something, like, while I'm indoors and create content of some sort to get my name out there. And then that's when I started Twitch. And it kind of just blew up from there. And now it's, the Broadway dreams and like acting is kind of like on the back burner now, and I'm focusing on Twitch.
You know, and you're sitting here at 3.8K on Twitch and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, you've grown in these last couple of years.
You know, my content is always getting better. I've always been trying to make my content on every stream and my quality on every stream better than the last one.
And that's all you can truly do about it.
Exactly.
So, YouTube. Let me get to that channel real
quick. I don't post on YouTube. I have like 120 subs.
Yeah, how do you have 125 subscribers and yet you have zero videos?
I got people to follow just so I could get the what you're called, you know, the channel name, the custom channel name.
Well, that's some bullshit. Here I am, sitting here making videos, and you have more subscribers than me. Well, my shorts channel. You have more subscribers than my shorts channel. Let's not overdo this. What the hell, dude? That's actually
even
good.
Even got to the crazy accounts. Have you seen the meme page yet?
No.
I want go on my website. Go to the bottom. I want you to click on it live.
Oh my sweet baby Jesus! All right, let's go to it. I'm scared to click this. Am I gonna get DMC'd or something?
No.
Is there naked photos?
Mm-mm. Okay, no ads.
All right, let's click it. Ah! Light mode! What the fuck? I don't think I want to hit the un button on this one. Did I just see a frog? Minecraft the sex up. What the? Dude!
I just shit post on there, and I've been making money on Instagram recently with like the real
How
program.
Do you have 126k followers?
I've been grinding this page. This is my grind before I did Twitch and stuff like that. I've been doing meme page grinding.
Was this
for
the
like
page?
4 years.
Was this the page that you were gonna post that us all singing Barbie Girl?
Yes.
Did you ever post it?
No, I never. I posted some of the TikToks on my story though.
Oh. Maybe.
But like some of the posts recently I've even gotten on this page are crazy. Like this one meme, 91,000 likes. And this was July 27th.
All right, so you guys all saw what it was. Bunch of numbers.
Yeah, I made it as a challenge when I first started because I wanted to see if I could blow up with a absolutely random username that's like super long, so it's like super hard to find me. So it makes it even more of a flex that I have the following that I have because I never change the username.
All right, you know what? I'm just gonna put your website up there. If you guys want to go find that meme challenge, here's the website, y'all. All right, tangumat.com/home.
Fun fact, the most growth I've ever gotten on any social media was on this Instagram page. I got, you ready for this? 60,000 followers in 24 hours.
I quit. I'm done making content. I quit. I honestly.
One post. It was one post.
I quit. I really. This is bullshit.
And that's how I've been promoting my Twitch, is by using this meme page that I've been growing for the last 3 or 4 years.
Honestly, much respect. I'm being honest with it, man.
It's investing. It's investing in the future.
And you're doing memes. That's it. And it's funny. And that's what, you know.
And I make money on the page, a decent amount, too.
Honestly, you can't hate the grind. Honestly.
You gotta respect
like,
it. You gotta, it's a hustle.
Dude, I don't just respect it. I fucking love it. It's like, you can't beat that. Honestly. Like, if you're gonna do something like that, and just literally shit posts and just make funny stuff on there. Honestly, you can't hate it.
It's actually fun fact that meme page is the reason why Tengu Mat exists. That's where the origin of the name.
You know, I was actually going to ask that next was like, we might as well just go right into it. Where did the name Tengu Mat come from?
So if you looked on the meme page, you could see like a lot of my profile imagery is that emoji. And even like the profile picture is me like wearing the mask. It's like supposed to be like an OC that I had commissioned. Basically, Tengu is the yokai, is like a Japanese, from Japanese mythology that emoji is based off of. And that was like my calling card, basically, on all my social media, so people knew it was me, because like that was my thing for a long time. If that emoji was used in like a caption or something like that, you knew it was me posting it. Like that's how big, how much I took advantage of that emoji is like my spread, like my tag. And so I was like, I'm gonna pay homage to that in my future career with Twitch and stuff like that. So Tengu Matt, it was actually, I wrote 100 names with like different stuff, like, you know, with yokai and like doing stuff with the Tengu and stuff like that. And then the last name out of 100 was Tengu Matt. And I was like, checked all the social medias. They were all like free. I was just like, I'm just gonna snag them all and I'm gonna do it.
Like, okay, so the next thing I got here is you got your own merch shirt here where you got that Matt.
Yeah, I'm actually ordering it when my next paycheck comes in. I'm getting the actual mask that I'm going to wear on some of my streams.
No shit.
It's coming.
Yeah, that's actually kind of cool. So, I mean, you have merch store on Design by Human.
Yeah.
I have a merch store there that, but quite frankly, the one thing that I don't like about it, and this is my personal opinion, I'm not going to knock anybody else, is that you don't get to set your own price.
Yeah, that is a little unfortunate. I do like their designers, though. They do have, like, the design. You obviously know the designers on call and stuff. And they do a great job of helping you with, like, setting up the store and stuff like that. Like, all my lines are decent.
See, I only put my logo one out there for now. I've been using Stream Element because I get to set my prices. Yeah. And I like to keep it relatively low because I don't... Any profits that I make doing content creating or anything like that usually goes right back to community or in some form, then it's to help with content in general. So I always keep it really, really low.
Ideally, if I could keep that store low, I would. Because like I want people to rock. I've been trying to go with like my merch, especially. I want to go for like more streetwear and kind of like my whole, I think the whole take, this is like my personal take when it comes to like, especially content creator merch, the less that it represents like a specific niche and more like represents like an overarching brand. Like I use the Tengu as like a part of like one of my shirts, like one of the vaporwave lines I did, like something that people could just naturally wear. They don't have to be a fan of the creator, just something that looks cool at the end of the day, I think is kind of the goal I'm going for the merch. It has like that aspect of me. So people like, if you know, basically, but like, if it's still a shirt that you could just rock with anything.
Here, I'm going to share my screen with you. So everybody else is going to kind of see it for a second there, but I'm gonna just show
logo,
you,
by the way.
Oh, thank you. I actually had a buddy or somebody from Fiverr, but
same kind of, that's how I got my logo done.
He kind of turned into a buddy. Do you see the merch store with the shared screen? So like, so there's things on here that I don't want showed because they're not published, but I can definitely talk
future. Oh, sneak peeks.
Yes. So I got my logo here, t-shirt, hoodie, sticker, mug, but then I got what's called the net special. So do you know No Game? Shout out to No Game.
No Game?
Yeah. Look him up on YouTube. No Game 4321. And shout out to No Game again.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen it. I've definitely watched.
So I've been in. I've actually been in his lobbies, and he actually follows me on Twitter.
Oh, no way.
Winning. So, honestly, he doesn't even follow 40 people, and I'm one of them. So, I'm winning. But, so, Net is one of the main people in his videos and stuff. He's funny. He just sits in a chair and doesn't do shit. Literally does. Just sits in a chair and does nothing. But he came into my stream when I had this logo or this emoji for emote. And you put the glasses because you can edit them.
Yeah.
And so I was like, dude, can I use that as a merch? He was like, yeah. I was like, cool. I'm calling it the Net Special. Because that is
amazing.
So, and then right here, the Savage Orange MW2. It literally says, and I quote, Modern Warfare 2 is where men were fucking made. And you're not one of them.
I love that.
He went on a rant. And I got it recorded and I put it on YouTube and I had to turn that into a shirt, in a hoodie. Now here's some unreleased stuff. Kind of see what that says. There's a story behind it. screw it. Everybody knows that they're being released at some point, but I have free sound alerts where it's a quack. And I just go, thank you for the quack.
I love that.
Then an oh daddy, real men here, oh daddy.
Oh daddy.
So, but then, you know, I get into some of these things. So, I mean, my store is mostly not for streetwear. It's mostly just gimmick.
I like because, that. No, it's still a great way to make a store, for especially for like streamers and content creators. There's so many aspect like avenues you can take with merch, especially as a creator, because honestly there is no right answer to it.
No, there isn't.
Make what you want and you think people are going to like love. And I've seen some like ridiculous merch that people have dropped and people rock it still. It's like, because it's them. It's like their brand. It's very much that person.
Exactly. And it's just funny in general. That's why I did those types of things. Like, it's kind of impressive how I've actually been able to sell the MW2 hoodie or, you know, a Rage hoodie and stuff like that. So it's like very little profit, but then it's like, you know, you get something out of it.
Exactly.
Because you're going to create things that nobody else is going to think of. And if they do come up with these designs, then sue the hell out of them. Because my shit isn't streetwear. It's just literally to be funny. I even had an entire Christmas set. I had an entire Christmas set with the Rage emo, and I put a Santa hat and a Santa beard and said, Merry fuck.
Yeah, just like stuff like that's just fun. It's just awesome.
Yeah, and somebody literally bought one. So I was like, oh, okay, I didn't think I'd actually sell one. But this is before, this is when I was doing like an average of 5 viewers. So I didn't think somebody would actually do it. They found it funny. And that's why I just keep going. But that's it. That's all I got. You honestly look like you're about to fall asleep.
I am very tired. I am just like, I'm literally thriving right now off of this advanced GG that I just chugged.
Use code I Matt. Love it. Love the plug. Yes. But
who said that? Who? That wasn't me. Again, what the fuck,
dude? The amount of water I've had from this thing has been this much water. The rest of my day has been Mountain Dew and G Fuel.
That's the way to go, though.
No, not when I work in a shop that's 90 degrees all day. I'm just tired.
Oh man,
yeah, we're both pretty tired, man. Honestly, but. Couple more things before, and then we'll get out of here because you want to go to bed.
Before that, can I go for a pee break? Oh, am I going to use one of my 3 breaks? Fuck. Okay. Dude. I got 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, you got 5 minutes. You know what, guys? You know what, guys? Well, I'm going to pause the recording. You go take your piss and we'll finish it up. All right. We are now back. Woo. All right. So
that was a nice pee.
That was your final break, though. That's your final one.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, fuck. I forgot. Okay, let's go.
Yep. You only stood like that for 32 hours.
I can do it for another. I think that's a perfect segue to what we should talk about next.
Honestly, yes. So, the last one standing challenge. How did you actually get into it?
So, I was actually talking to a Rose. A Rose, fun fact, was the first NorCal member to ever join one of my streams. So he was shout out to a Rose, the goat. He was super friendly when he came into chat. He followed me on all my socials and stuff like that. And I started talking, and I saw one day on his Twitter that he was having this challenge for $50 at buy-in. I was like, fuck yeah, I'll do it. Like that sounds like a lot of fun. So I messaged him like, yeah, I'm in. And he added me to the Discord, and the rest is history. The rest is 32 hours of lore, standing lore.
Yeah. So here's my biggest question for you. You got your brother to massage your legs.
I knew that was going to come up. I knew that was going to be the question you were going to ask. Yeah, no, my brother does like a lot of the physical therapy stuff. He works out a lot more than me, so he knew what to do. I had no fucking clue going in what I was going to do. He's like, I'll just do it for you. I was like, okay, and I'll give you a little cut if I win. So I was like,
What was the cut going to be?
I was going to give him like, I was going to buy him an Xbox, the new Xbox, actually.
That okay. Okay, you know what? That's much respect. How did he feel when you actually dropped out?
And my whole family was watching. I had a lot of people from home, actually, like, who don't watch Twitch, don't watch streamers at all, were watching the live stream. Just because it was like... So, for example, there's this girl that we're friends with, Leah. Shout out to Leah. She literally texted me halfway through. She's like, I'm watching from my burner account. I was like, oh, that's cool. She's like, yeah, it reminds me of, like, Survivor, like a Big Brother challenge. And I was like, yeah, that's practically what it was.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't believe I survived 39 hours in a minion once.
I'm surprised. Remember the when we had, like, what was it, like 200 jumping jacks and, like, 80 squats back to back?
Yeah.
That was like hour, what, like 17, 18?
Something like that, dude. So when was it like, to in your mind, were you saying, I'm going to drop very soon?
It was right when we started at the end. Remember when, like, it was the finals? It was like right as I was about to leave, we started ramping up the challenges. Like, we were talking about, like, just doing squats, like, every I was like, I'm going to fucking drop if I don't get out. That's why, I don't know if you caught it when I was doing on stream, I was kind of playing this game of, like, am I getting out? Am I not getting out? I was playing out the time to screw with people a little bit, because I was kind of memeing a bit at that point. And I was also sleep-deprived and delirious.
So was I. We all were.
And so I was just like, I'm going to see if someone will buy me out. I'm going to play the long con and see if anyone will buy me out, because I could just pretend to be a threat. And I knew I was not going to win that. I went into this with the expectation of just, like, I was more curious to see how long I could actually last. And I lasted way longer than I expected. Do you remember at the beginning, we were all talking about, like, how long, when's the last person going to be standing? And we said, 24 hours.
Yeah, what a fucking joke that was.
Dude, I watched the entirety of season one of The Boys while standing.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. My VOD got deleted because I lost my Twitch Prime, which sucks. So I didn't get to save the VOD. But for, like, most hours when I'm, like, just muted standing, it's me watching The Boys.
So I watched all of season three of... God, what the fuck is that show? And I love it so much. Manifest.
Ooh, great show.
Watching
great show.
All of season three. I watched two movies. Played a fuck ton of Fall Guys, a fuck ton of Warzone, and I just walked around a lot.
It was a fun time, and we met a lot of great people during that challenge. Like, hanging out with the Rose and Dino was, like, awesome. Great,
it really
super super nice. And, like, you know, meeting all these creators that I probably wouldn't have had contact with before. Like, I'm trying to think, like, Trey, like, Jaden, Coop. Wait, was Coop in it? I forget. You know, Coop was in it, right?
Yeah, Coop was in it.
RJ, now known as Xenix.
Yep. God, Lilo, Ballin.
Lilo, yeah.
Like,
Who was Barl? Barl.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck, I can never say his name right. He was in it with his broken ankle and all.
He was alarming to me at the beginning. He said he predicted me out first.
Yeah, well, and he also wanted to say it was going to be me, but then he was like, no.
I lasted, like, longer than a lot of people who were ego, like, talking trash most of the game.
Dude, I made Trey say he was sorry to me when he dropped. Like, I was like, no, you're
going to
say...
My favorite moment of that entire stream was just hanging out with Jaden for 32, like, 30 hours. That doing that challenge, I would not want to do it with anyone besides Jaden. He was the funniest motherfucker in that entire 30 hours.
That dude in my light, you know what? It's gonna just stay purple. I don't give a shit. It's gonna stay purple.
Do you remember when he was like, for like maybe 10 hours, he was just like, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get out.
Yeah! And then he falls asleep one of the breaks. That was the funniest thing ever. And then we do our 20 minute. He literally slept. He slept. For that 20 minute.
I immediately, after that, the 32 hours, I went out with some friends for like an hour or two, like, to celebrate doing it. 30 minutes in, the adrenaline kicked out of, like, was out of my system. I immediately passed out. I immediately blacked out.
Oh my God, dude. Like, so I was sitting in this chair when it was all said and done. And I put my feet up on my desk right here. I leaned back and I fell asleep. Like, it's like not even 20 seconds after I sent the raid over to Aeros. And I just passed out.
Man, what a time that was, though. That was like one of the most fun things I've done as a content creator so far.
Honestly, like, I couldn't believe
the turnout just, was crazy.
Yeah, dude, I took the next day. So I had 4th of July off of work, which was the morning that I got out myself at 5 a.m. and after 39 hours. But then I had ended up taking the Tuesday off as well because I was just so tired.
My legs were so sore for so, and I was just like so shot for like a week after that.
It's honestly like this was me afterwards. Like, I'm not even joking. I get out of, I go upstairs, I go to bed, and I wake up, and I'm like, I can't.
People don't realize, like, I had so many friends be like, yeah, I could have gone longer than you. I'm like, you don't understand. Once you get to, like, 24 hours, it starts mentally breaking you. Like, I have never had that much, like, mental, like, breakdown in a stream, and you can see it. It's, if you look at anyone's VOD from that stream, you can see them slowly breaking over time, which was kind of crazy.
You can see everybody just slowly, just like slowly dying. And then you got Rash.
All, the whole time, no movement, like no sign that he's going to stop ever. And he doesn't. He obviously doesn't.
You know, and you know what? We were talking about it. And honestly, like, he plays everything. He doesn't have his own setup at his own house. The lady the girl that he was with him the entire time is a sister, but it's her house.
I see.
So he doesn't have very good internet where he's at in his home state and stuff like that. So the internet providers aren't that great. They're not that strong. So he goes to his sister's house. That's where the setup is. And just where his setup is in there, the room is just ginormous. Like, the dude could have ran a marathon in that room. Like, that's just how big it is.
That's why I wanted to get a buyout as fast as I could. I knew I wasn't going to win. He was scaring me the whole... And I said that after I left him. Like, he scared me.
Like, I honestly was not expecting Rash to go all the way.
No, definitely. Yeah, he was crazy. And did he stream for, like, another 8 hours afterwards or something?
No.
Or, like, a couple hours after, at least.
Yeah, a couple hours. But he didn't sleep. Like, he was awake for, I think he said, like, 53, 54 straight hours.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, I'm like, what? Like, I saw the TikTok that he did where he's sitting in a chair in the middle of the road with sparklers, like, he had, that was later into the night on the 4th of July, and he never went to bed.
I have a question for you. Who was your biggest upset during that? Who did you think was going to last a lot longer but didn't?
As much as I don't want to say this name, I feel had he not left, I think a lot of us would have stayed a lot longer. Tyler Morrow.
Oh my god. I completely agree. He was throwing people off their game left and right. He was big braining it, and I do respect it. And I said that to him. I was like, I respect the mind games you were playing.
But he lasted 12 or 13 hours. I'm like, dude.
No, I thought he was definitely going to be final five.
I honestly did not see him being final five. I expected a top 10. And Matt. Yeah,
without a doubt.
I will say there was a lot of people that I thought were going to go farther than what they actually did. And then there were people that went farther than I actually thought they were going to. If I'm going to be honest, I didn't expect you to make it to the 32 hours.
I didn't think so. I didn't expect myself either. So
I honestly thought, okay, we're going to hit the 23, 24, 25 hour mark, and then Matt's out of here. Like, that's just what I pictured. I was like, all right, Amber's going to be one of the first ones out, and she just happens to be the first one out.
Yeah.
I thought Trey would have gone a little bit longer than what he actually did.
I thought Weathen was going to go a lot longer.
Weathen, I thought, was going to go longer. I thought... God, what's his name now? He changed it. The military guy. What's his name now? What did he change it to?
Xenix.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
So I thought he was going to go a hell of a lot longer. I expected top five. I expected top five. Because
there was a lot of crazy moments in that stream. People dropped at the most insane times.
Honestly, and you know, Jaden just kept playing it up and playing it up and playing it up, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'm out.
Yeah, he was like building it up for like 10 hours and then instantly he's like, okay, I'm out, bye guys.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, overall though, when it comes to it, we learned a lot of us have the mental capacities to do that. So like Alarming Amber, I expected her to be in there a lot. I didn't expect somebody to drop that fast.
No, yeah, that was too fast.
I mean, I think it was, what, 4 or 5 hours?
Just about.
I expected the first person to drop after, like, 12.
Yeah, at least. I was very surprised. There was a decent amount. Wasn't there someone else who dropped just around that time, too? Someone else dropped really early.
I have no idea. Can't remember. Oh, she was wearing the Snorlax outfit.
Yes.
And she said I was going to be the first. Ha! Jokes on all.
Close enough.
Yeah. Jokes on everybody that said I was out first. I went 39 hours. I literally made Trey say sorry to me. But I will say Wolfie.
Yeah.
She surprised the fuck
out. Respect. Mad respect.
Much love. Honestly.
Went longer than I expected.
Same here, especially with the knee problems that she has.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't expect it to go that long, and I'm like, neither did I really. But here we are.
Once everyone got to the 24-hour mark, we all realized, I feel, at the same time, we're like, oh shit, we can keep on going at this point. No one wanted to drop after 24 hours. Because it went, like, everyone was dropping, like, at a, like an average rate, like, one or two every two, or like, 1 or 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then at 24 hours, there was like a 7-hour block that no one dropped.
Yeah. I mean, you dropped after 39 or 32, and exactly. And you came in seventh place. One other person dropped.
Corey,
and then I
dropped right after me.
Right. He dropped literally like bing, bing. It was like that fast. So, and then I was the next one to drop at 39 hours. Like, I just.
That's crazy.
I was like, oh my God. Like, the fact that we even just made it past the 30-hour mark was quite impressive. Honestly. But
it's hard. It's not an easy task.
No, and you know, you got people that would say, oh, I could have lasted longer than you, I can do this. Until you put yourself through what we did.
You can't, no opinion.
No. Honestly, this is what I say.
The jumping jacks and squats, that actually was a big factor in it that changed a lot of things.
If
it wasn't that, I could have lasted probably another 12 hours.
I will say this. If any, I have the VOD highlighted. It's completely highlighted. I challenge anybody to go into my highlights, go find that 39 and some odd hour stream, and do every little thing that we do. Do when. Do as I do it at the exact same time as we did. I am telling you,
it was not easy.
If you can survive 24 hours, respect. I will have respect for you. But if you say I can last longer than you, and you don't.
And you don't try.
And you don't try. Be quiet.
Exactly.
Because it's not that easy.
I thought I was going to get out way earlier and I got out later. So imagine the people who have that ego already. They're going to go out like flies.
Exactly. You know, it was one of the hardest things I've ever done to my body. And that's coming.
Same here.
That's coming from a football player and a wrestler. You as a soccer player and a wrestler.
It's no easy task.
It's not, honestly. But much respect to everybody that competes. Because
GG's all around.
The connections made, the friends made. I mean, because of that competition, I'm doing podcasts with you guys.
Hell yeah.
The next person I want to try and get is Logan, Lee Low B Ballin. I call him Logan, okay? His name is Logan. He's actually somebody I want to get on this podcast. So if you guys see that episode here in a couple weeks, maybe next week. Who knows?
It's the next one. It's probably gonna be the next one.
you're the last scheduled person I have for this month. Really? So yeah.
Oh shit. Well,
so far three recordings. So far four episodes. There's one person I'm still trying to work on to be the first episode. But we'll have to wait and find out. Well, by now it's already dropped, so why does it matter?
1 month from now. Just like,
yeah. So we'll, who knows? We'll have to wait and see how everything goes. But did you hear that they want to do another one?
Another what?
Another Last One Standing?
Oh yes, no, I'm in already.
Okay, so just making sure that you know about that.
I'm going for round two, and I think that we're gonna be threats of this competition. People are gonna try to play mind games with us, especially since we were top 10 last time, because they know how long we can last already.
See, I have a plan that I'll talk to you after. No, we have the. I think I have the mental game advantage because
we do have the advantage because now we know what to do differently. And I'm not telling my strategy this time. Is I'm not telling my strategy because I know what I could have done differently.
See, this isn't so much a strategy; it's just something funny that's gonna make people laugh and possibly just bring good vibes. Even if I don't win, as long as I bring some happiness, I'm happy. So,
exactly.
After the recording, I'll tell you what I have an idea of.
Perfect.
So, all right. So I like to end a podcast with the same thing each and every single time. Is two questions.
All right.
What is the future of Tengu Matt look on a personal level, a life level, and as well as a content level?
Great question. Well, I'm hoping realistically by like a month. Well, it's going to be released in a month. By that, the point that this is released, I'm hoping that I'm already in NorCal. You know, I've been keeping the grind going, and I'm hopefully that's something I want to do and something I'm super passionate about. If I get signed, I will be one happy camper. But honestly, outside of that, like, you know, content, my personal life, I'm going to be keep on working on making even better content. YouTube's going to be dropping very soon. I'm going to start making videos, keeping the stream life going and kind of like, you know, improving every day and making this my future. I'm going for Twitch partner by the end of the year.
This year?
Yeah.
Dude, you got this. Honestly, you know.
I got it. Knuckles cracked.
I looked at the last DM that you sent me out here on Discord. By the way, I'm terrible at Discord. So.
Same here.
You know, to come in and lurk because you were almost at 25 viewers. I'm like, motherfucker's almost at 25 viewers? What?
That was my crazy stream a couple days ago.
Hey, you know what you're doing? You're doing it, you're making it, you're killing it. Just keep going, man, honestly.
Hey, maybe we'll be teammates in a month from now.
Hopefully you're on the main team. I'll be happy at Rising. I'll be happy there. I'll join Bear Don't Care. How about that?
Hell yeah. Well, we'll still be teammates still at the end of the day.
We would.
I really want to be that. I want to be the first Rocket League player in NorCal. That's the dream.
Honestly, dude, I'm rooting hard for you. Honestly.
Thank you so much. Much love.
Because now that Bear's in, now you're next up. Honestly.
And then you're right after.
Maybe. Maybe. But here's the final question.
All right.
If you could give people advice, newcomers to the content creating world, streaming world, what would that advice be?
Don't focus on viewer counts and don't focus on numbers as much as you probably will try to. You know, like, at the end of the day, you're not going to enjoy it when you have 100 viewers if you don't enjoy it when you have one viewer.
Quick and simple and easy, honestly.
That's all you need. That's the only advice you need in the streaming game. Enjoy the content you're putting out there, and people will see that you have that passion. They'll see what you're putting out there is good, positive energy, and they'll appreciate that for what it is, and hopefully follow, show love.
Honestly, everybody's coming in. I always ask it to the same people, to everybody. Everybody's got something different, and that's what I enjoy, is being able to hear everybody's advice. What are their thoughts? And hopefully people that do listen, because this is a podcast not only for to showcase you people as the creators and as people, but last season I did a lot of solo podcasts where I was giving a lot of advice, or we did a little news updates and stuff like that on different things, like Warzone.
Streaming is a hard industry. It is something you got to really grind for. But that grind, if it does work out for you, you know, it's so lucrative and so such a great investment.
For real. And that's why this season, like I told you before we started recording, was to go back to the roots of why I started this podcast. And that's to showcase people and the creators and stuff like that. That's what this podcast was meant for. And that's why I went back to that. But last season, I felt it was a good idea to do advice, give my story of what I can provide. And that's why I always ask the same question. And I love when other people always have something. You're the first one to say, don't focus on.
It's just like people focus too much on like a following number. Take it from someone who's had like hundreds of thousands of followers. Like, a number means nothing if you don't have great content and you're not proving that to your community. Like, yeah, you could have 3 million subscribers, but if you're not putting content out there that you love, you're never going to truly be satisfied.
Exactly. So that's one of the main things, honestly. So thank you for at least coming out with it, honestly.
Definitely.
And doing that, because not too many people understand, don't focus on numbers. I feel like in this world, you see people that are grinding for a year, year and a half, 2 years, and their numbers aren't going up and up and up, but they're staying steady.
And then they get frustrated. It stems, people focus too much on that number. Like, that doesn't mean, that doesn't really qualify like your content or who you are as a content creator. You just got to focus on making your brand, making your personality something that's unique and something that people want to view, because like there's 100,000 people probably streaming any game that you're playing. You know, you got to be the best of the best in that. And that includes, you know, your game style, playing, you know, at a high level, but also having that personality to yourself that distinguishes you.
Honestly, and that's one of the best things, honestly. So with that, you guys, thank you guys for tuning in to this edition to the Wolf's Den podcast, the podcast for gamers, to gamers, and about gamers. And as always, guys, make sure you guys hit that follow button wherever you guys are listening to the podcast, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, wherever. And if you guys are watching this on YouTube, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. We will be coming at you each and every single Friday. And I will catch you guys in the next podcast.
Bye, everybody.